Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
And we'll begin with the Irish Times this morning. Increase in Garda retirements threatened to shrink force. Garda headquarters is facing a race against time to increase the size of the force due to a ticking time bomb of retirements. Now, I've said this before and I'll say it again. It is not a shocker that people retire or people get older. So I don't know how some of these organisations think that there are ticking time bombs and race against time when you know the age of people involved. There are concerns in Garda circles, apparently, that the policing service, including responding to 999 calls and investigating crime, may now have to be scaled back because of the number of Garda retiring. So it sounds more like a lack of planning than anything else. But anyway, the number who must retire is going to total 1,700 in the next decade. And now they're also thinking about increasing the size of the classes at Templemore. I assume to get more new Gardaí in when the other ones, shock horror, retire when they reach the age of retirement in the Garda force. Also, there's a warning on the front of the Irish Times. If you're a parent, you'll be interested in this. It's about baby sleep pillows. Parents and those looking after infant children have been warned not to buy or use pillows marketed as baby sleep accessories as they pose a risk of death through suffocation or overheating. This is the CCPC issuing the warning. They've established that you can get the product here, the baby sleep pillow in Ireland, mainly through online sources. And we're getting these from things like AliExpress, Amazon, Frugo and Joom. But they're worried that the baby sleep pillows pose a risk when you put a baby in with them, because they can suffocate if the pillow cushion or other soft item covers their nose and mouth. And they are marketed as baby sleep pillows because they have animal shapes and lovely colours. But you're being advised not to buy or use them. Irish Examiner tells us big day at Cabinet tomorrow. Jenny's Law is going to be brought to Cabinet, and that will be a law enabling the establishment of a public register of the names of domestic abusers. And we could have this in place within weeks. The Justice Minister, Jim O'Callaghan, bringing it to his colleagues tomorrow, and it'll allow the law to pass through the Dáil and the Shannon, and it's hoped that'll be done before they all head off on their summer holidays, so we can expect Jenny's Law in place within weeks. Irish Independent focuses on the rotunda. Today is the deadline for the rotunda to tell the minister their audit or their review about consultants doing extra private work, basically. But the Irish Independent says that management at the rotunda are adamant it is legal for consultants to do extra private work once they have permission from the hospital. We have this standoff at the moment between the hospital and the health minister. She says obstetricians on public-only contracts can't see private patients. The hospital apparently is saying yes, they can once they get permission from the hospital. So now the question is there a breach of contract or not? So we shall see what happens with today's deadline. The Irish Sun, D-Day for cartel kill Fixer McGovern. This is Sean McGovern today is going to face justice for organising the murder of Noel Duckegg Kerwin a decade ago. He's known as the Kinahan Cartel Fixer, and he'll be sentenced at Dublin Special Criminal Court today, also over a botched hit on James Mago Gately in 2017. Former Garda Commissioner Pat Leahy, or Assistant Garda Commissioner Pat Leahy, quoted here in The Sun as saying that today is going to be a momentous day. Across the water, we have a picture of Serena Williams on the front of the Times of London with her surprise comeback playing tennis at Queen's Club in Dublin. She has these things on her face which I've never seen before. They are kinesiology tape, if that's how you pronounce it. And she has this sort of tape stuck on her face, which apparently relieves sinus issues. Interested to hear more about that. But the main story on the Times of London is that Keir Starmer is preparing to announce a ban on social media platforms for under-16s. But what he's looking to do is outlaw the use of high-risk platforms, but then give children access to some safer forms of social media. And the Times of London says this is going to set off a huge debate over which platforms should be exempt from this ban on social media. Apparently, Keir Starmer has hardened his view on social media being harmful for children. I wonder, has that view hardened because he's facing the threat of Andy Burnham trying to take his job? Back home, inside the Irish Times, Independent Ireland has asked 3,600 parliamentary questions this year, so far this year. And one of those Independent Ireland TDs, Ken O'Flynn, is defending himself for submitting a high number of parliamentary questions to the Department of Health, because now there are concerns raised that time is being lost by doctors having to answer these questions being posed by the likes of Ken O'Flynn. The Department of Health believes that the high volume of questions from O'Flynn were generated by AI. And if he was asked if he uses AI for his questions, he says the relevant question is not what tool was used. The relevant question is whether the information is accurate and whether the questions are legitimate. Well, he's not denying there that he's using AI, really, is he? He's saying it's not about what tool was used. There are some concerns in general about politicians using AI. This was brought up at the Dáil Business Committee last month. Well, in some cases, the AI questions are probably better written than what the TDs would be asking. Anyway, if you're looking for a good night's sleep, you should go to bed with your dog, apparently, in the mail. Cozying up to the dog will put you in better physical and mental health, according to researchers, but sharing a bed with your cat won't leave you feeling any better. Scientists say owners who sleep with their pooch wake up in a better mood, well rested, and have more energy. Now, I love my dog, but I wouldn't go to bed with the dog and all the hairs and all that stuff. But anyway, that's new research which comes from Japan. And finally, we were talking there about babies and baby pillows. I also didn't realise, and this is in the Sun, that we have baby perfume. We've sort of baby eau de toilette here, which costs €260 if you don't mind. So there are luxury boutiques and high street giants cashing in on the trend of perfume for babies, and some are charging €260 a bottle. Now, if anyone didn't need a fragrance, it's a baby, because everyone talks about the smell of a newborn baby. You can buy a Hermes fragrance for €120, or you can buy Baby Dior. This sounds very, very tacky now, but Baby Dior sells baby perfume for €260 for 100ml, which has soft notes of pear, wild rose, and white musks. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.